woman calling to the faraway town.
And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK.
Enda Brady from Sky News. Prince William is the party prince nowadays. We saw this video emerge yesterday of him partying in the snow. I loved it because it put my dancing, well, it put it right up there with him. I'm thinking, I'm not the only bloke who can dance that badly. It's Daggy Dad dancing.
David Brent from The Office springs to mind. The newspaper's really going for Prince William today.
Really?
So they're calling him Prince Workshy, and they're calling his wife Duchess Doolittle, and they're pointing out that on top of the partying, he missed the Commonwealth function at the palace on Monday. And I'll tell you how bad it is. Prince Andrew was actually at the same Swiss ski resort, and he managed to make his way home. And Andrew, the papers will tell you, is famously lazy. They call him the Duke of Golf. So for Prince Andrew to decide that, you know, leave the party early and get back to the palace to the Queen and to hand over the baton for the Commonwealth relay, for Prince Andrew to actually do some work and for William to stay behind and party, the newspapers reckon he needs to get his finger out. He's worked 13 days out of 73 this year so far. So William getting a lot of grief in the papers today. Prince Workshy and Duchess Doolittle, that's what one columnist is calling them.
Wow, really? So that work, is that including his rescue chopper stuff that he does? Is that what they're referring to? No.
So that's 13 days of royal work, and they just feel it's not enough, that, you know, he should be taking his role more seriously.
Oh, hang on, sorry, he's off saving lives, flying choppers, rescue chopper. Well.
Yes, precisely, but, you know, they're pointing out his grandmother's 91, his grandfather's 95, and he's off, you know, dad dancing in Switzerland with Australian models. Doesn't look great.
Enda, hooroo, mate. Catch you tomorrow.